B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Going to be kicking off the legendary Friday free-for-all at 7:45. Also, we get your New Kids on the Block tickets just after that, so make sure you stick around if you can. So, a couple weeks ago, it was my dad's birthday, and I went into town to celebrate it, and I started noticing, especially in my mom's bathroom and her bedroom, there's a lot of weird stuff in my parents' house.
That's even stranger that it's in their bedroom, because I thought you were going to say it was in, like, a spare bedroom or, like, a room that nobody goes into that they kind of forgot about that it was even there.
No, it's in the public. And what it clearly is, my mother entertaining my dad's interests. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Clearly...
But your dad's on the road now.
I know. It's clearly, it's like, dad must like that, and so mom has to put it up. Because, like, in the bathroom, I was using the restroom, and on top of the cabinet where they keep the towels, pushed in the back, I'm like, what's looking at me? Hmm. And it was a golden Buddha, a statue.
Yeah.
And that's not their religion. They're not into that. Like, And then I look on their kitchen.
And that's a weird place for it, too.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing number two and Buddha was staring at me. It was really strange. And then in the bathroom, my dad has, I think I counted, 15 colognes just sitting... on the bathroom counter.
Well, it's a little OCD, but
I thought the same way. And so I moved out of the bathroom. And by the way, if you've ever found any odd items in your parents' house, get on the phone and call us at 704-570-9595. I left the bathroom, and inside my mom and dad's bedroom, it's a beautiful bedroom. It's very rustic. And then in the corner is a gun cabinet. On top of the gun cabinet is a taxidermy snake, rattlesnake looking thing. And what do you think that other animal is, Loren? It's like a
mongoose maybe or something yeah. Strange.
It's not taxidermied. A taxidermied animal.
Wildlife.
And the snake is in a striking position with its tail wrapped around the thing.
I've actually seen that piece before.
And I've posted it online, and evidently it's a cartoon. As well. There's like a whole series about it, I think, in Russia.
It's a hilarious Russian cartoon called The Mongoose and the Snake.
Yeah. And so that was weird.
Where does your dad get all this stuff? Like, I know he goes to police auctions and stuff.
And
my garage sales? Yard sales?
Yeah, estate sales. And my dad does this thing, like, he'll work out a deal, and if he, like, puts, you know, does handiwork around your house, you pay him cash and then free crap. You know what I mean?
Like, he gets
free crap out of it.
I want to hear you guys, man. What's the odd item in your parents' place? 704-570-9595. You know every parent has some weird knickknacks. You might have lived with it, then you move out, and then you go back, and you're like,
right.
What?
And then on the above, walking into the kitchen, is a skeleton of what appears to be a bull, but the bull is way too small.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, is it a baby bull? Or did they make a fake skeleton of a bull and it's really small? I'm like, it's the weirdest thing.
That's funny.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. And then, like, in there, because my parents have a Christmas room. Whenever the kids moved out, they just made themed rooms. Mm. And in the Christmas room, they have, like, a life-size Santa.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I think it makes noise. I think, like, there's something wrong with it, because I won't be in the room and I hear ho, ho, ho.
Like, the battery's dying on it. Yeah. They're shorting out.
There's something going on.
I had an Alf doll.
Terrifying.
The TV show Alf back in the 80s. He was like, hello. And he would talk.
Yeah.
And so I was scared. I was, like, you know, 6 years old. So I put him in my closet, and all of a sudden I hear, like, ho, ho, ho.
Let me out.
I'm like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hiding under the bed. Yeah. I'm like, he's coming after me.
Yeah.
My mom's like, no, the battery's just dying and they talk. I'm like, if the battery's dying, it shouldn't talk.
Right.
Take the batteries out.
So strange.
What if I took the battery out and it still talked?
Then you burn it.
All right, let's bring in, this is Cassie and Shelby. Hey, Cassie.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. What'd you find?
In my grandparents' house, they have this, it looks like a rabbit doll. But it's holding a rabbit face on a stick, and underneath the face is a baby doll face.
Ooh, that's weird.
That's really
it's
weird.
Very weird.
Have you asked Grams and Gramps what it's about?
They just like it for some reason.
Mm. Okay, all right. There. That's the other thing too, is everybody has different tastes.
Yeah,
you know. My mom has a bunch of Hummels. Do you know what those are?
No.
They're from, like, Germany or Austria, which is supposedly where I'm from. I have, like, Austrian in me. And they're, like, ceramic statues. So it's, like,
oh,
a little boy sitting on, like,
about.
A fence and the bird's next to it. And then, like, they're supposed to be worth something.
Yeah, I was going
to
say they're worth some money.
Yeah, like, my aunt passed away and we got the Hummels in the will. And now they're still at my mom's house here in Waxhaw.
Wow, okay. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing really well. What's the odd item you found in your parents' house?
Okay, so it actually traveled from my grandparents to my parents' house. It is a taxidermied owl. It used to sit at the top of the stairs at my grandparents' basement, so when you would open the door, it, like, freaked all of us kids out. It followed to my dad's house where it now sits in his office and freaks out all the grandkids.
Your dad had to have
it. Really strange. Yeah, he had to have it. That was the one big thing he wanted, and we all kind of begged him not to get that. But
it's funny what parents have, man.
Yeah.
And what's even funnier is when you lived with it, then you leave and come back, and you're like, this is so odd.
Yeah, people are texting to the studio. Somebody had an Alf doll, too, that did the same thing, by the way. But someone texted him from 704, said when they were downsizing their mother's house, she had an entire closet that was ceiling to floor with gourds.
What's a gourd?
Like it's like a pumpkin thing. Like, yeah. They come out around Halloween.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, let's talk to Angie in Lincolnton. Hey, Angie.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What'd you find?
My mom's got a ton of the porcelain dolls.
Oh, let me tell you something. My family would buy me porcelain dolls growing up, and as soon as I was old enough, I threw all those things away.
Yeah, they're weird.
They are so freaky.
Yeah, she's got them in the bathroom, in the den, in the kitchen, in her room. Spare bedroom. She's got them everywhere.
Ooh. No, thank you.
Yeah, I had an aunt, the same aunt that gave my mom those Hummels, that had like a bedroom upstairs in the attic that had all these like old stuffed animals on it from when she was a kid in like the 1920s or
that's
whatever.
Like screaming, haunt me.
Yeah. I know, it is weird, but
like
really.
The Conjuring.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, Angie. When you think about it, really all it is just a kid's toy, but from the 20s.
Yeah, I don't like it. My mom once had a themed Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, I have Raggedy Ann and Andy's.
No, Loren, that's creepy. That's creepy seeing Raggedy Ann and whatever that other person's name everywhere in a room.
Raggedy
was
Ann
Andy
and
a boy
Andy.
Or girl?
I think it was a boy and a girl. Mm. Raggedy Ann and then Andy.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was Andy with an I.
No. Mm.
Well, that'd be cool.
All right, you guys, keep them coming. We love reading text messages about the strange things that you found in your parents' place. Also, I like what Roy was saying. His Santa is talking in the middle of the night. My Alf used to talk. Do you have a kid's toy, or was there some toy around the house that would just blurt out random things in the middle of the night? 704-570-9595.
Let's quickly take Pam and Elkin. Pam, we don't have much time, but what did you find?
I was actually spending the night with my mom, and I looked over on her night table, and she had a glass bong. And I went to her, and I said, Mom, why do you have this in your house? And she said, your dad was mowing. I found this really pretty piece of glass, and she thought it was this antique piece of glass.
That's awesome. Thanks, Pam.
I'm confused. Did the mom actually think it was just a pretty piece of glass?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's a brilliant lie.
I wonder if you break that to her, though.
You show her how you use it is what you do.
95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.